Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Well, we've been waiting for it for quite some time, and we got it. The alibi of Brian Koberger. This is something where, you know, if you have an alibi, that can exonerate you even before a trial begins, if it's legit, if it has some sort of grounds to it. And the initial alibi that we heard that the court said, we don't buy it, you need to come up with something better, was he likes to drive around at night. So we've waited months and months and months, the family, the victims, all waiting for this new alibi that's going to exonerate him. And all we've added is the stars and moon to it. Literally, that's all that's been added to. He likes to drive around at night and look at the stars and the moon. And oh yeah, we're paying somebody to come and tell us that that's legit. And he was somewhere else at that time because of his cell phone, which was off. By the way, so I don't really know how you tell where someone is when it's not pinging. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. What is going on here that they're still going down the same road of he likes to drive around at night and look at the stars and moon?
Yeah, if he had been at a meeting of the astronomy club, you know, with a few people who could testify, that would be probably impressive. This is not impressive. And again, you get the sense it's like, what can we come up with here? What can we possibly come up with to raise reasonable doubt? And this is not impressing any of us at this point.
Is there some larger strategy here? Because, I mean, Ann Taylor's seemingly been an okay attorney thus far, really getting quite in depth and definitely, vigorously defending her client. But is there some other longer game here, do you think, by throwing this out there? And then, yes, they're saying they have this one expert witness that will testify to phone pings, again, when a phone's not even on.
Right, right. It really has an odd feel, and I can only think of this as the best that they can come up with, which doesn't bode well. And I guess by having an expert, it will go into the arguing the competing experts in digital forensics. And so often you've always got people who are paid to come in and be the competing expert. So it looks like that's the way it will go. And how much weight will that carry? It doesn't look too impressive right now.
How would something like this play to the jury? Because you're going to have experts that we already have seen in the PCA. There was data on the phone pings that he did have when the phone was on, and it did triangulate and place him very close to the house. How do you have that where you have one expert over here saying, well, here's what the phone ping and the cell towers show us, but this one over here, who's also an expert, is going to say the exact opposite? Does that negate it in the jury's mind? That's just got to be extremely confusing when you have two experts that are completely contradicting each other on
confusing
factual information.
Is the word.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I think that's the goal, is if we, I have heard that from defense attorneys before, is, well, if you can confuse the jury, you know, then you can get reasonable doubt. And I think that's the point with competing experts, is, you know, you pull out everybody's credentials. One says one thing, one says the other. Mm-hmm. And often juries, it's complicated. It's over their head. And they just go, well, we don't know, so we can't vote guilty.
What does it say about Koberger, the fact that We've seen no one come out in terms of people who know him and be supportive? We there's, of course, the online communities that people just jump onto the bandwagon and go, oh, we think he's innocent, when we really have no reason to believe that. But no one, there has been no one coming out and saying what a great guy he was. You know, this is not somebody I would have seen doing something like this. The only things we've seen are people who've had kind of weird interactions with the guy. And now, you know, we're a year and a half into this whole case and still radio silence on anybody. I mean, I think most of us, no matter, you know, if you or I somehow snapped and went and committed a horrible crime the next day, there'd still be a lot of people going, I don't think so. They were not that type of person. You know, that's got to kind of speak volumes there.
I hope that people would say that about me. Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Although I don't have any crimes planned. And at this point in life, I have often had the thought, gee, maybe I will live my life out without being on the other side of prison bars, you know? So it's looking like it'll go that way. But yeah, it is telling that all we've heard over and over and over from people who've known him for many years is what an odd guy he was, mm-hmm. and or what a scary person he was. And it's, if the best we can come up with is stargazing and one competing expert, you know, it doesn't look good.
It makes me wonder if they're going to go down an angle of, yeah, look, this guy is weird. He's very off-putting to many people. You know, he was an ass to people at the school, this or that. But that doesn't necessarily make him a murderer. It makes him kind of a loner and a weird guy. And he likes, I mean, I think giving a defense of an alibi of, he likes to go drive around creepily at night by himself, just kind of almost plays into that narrative of, it's kind of weird, that he's doing that on a regular basis, supposedly. And I just wonder if that's the angle they're going to go down of, because he is such a damning figure of, yeah, he's weird and all this, but again, it still doesn't make him a murderer. And we're going to try and go off this other path with our one expert and say he wasn't near the house.
Yeah, I think it may be the best he can do. And the other thing about cruising around in the middle of the night, that's a common behavior among many sex offenders.
Yes.
You know, they're out looking in windows or watching. And it's, you know, again, it doesn't make him look good.
No, it doesn't at all. But I guess we'll see if there's another trick up Ann Taylor's sleeve, or I wonder if she's just kind of against the wall right now. Like,
right.
Stars, moon, this is what we're adding to it.
And here are photos he took of the stars at some point.
I'd love to see the photos, because, I mean, that was even mentioned in that affidavit of, and there's photos on his phone. Well, what else is on the phone? Other than pictures of the stars and moon. Like, I'm curious about
that. We really want to know what was on his computer.
Exactly. I'm sure we'll find all that out very soon. It's a fascinating.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.